Welcome to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
And we are here on a very autumnal October day.
Blustery is my word for it.
Like, it's the type of fall day where it'll be sunny and then clouds race across the sky and then...
Then it'll brighten up again.
Yep. So, it's this is sort October. Of, yes, this is the sort of weather that was around for the first Uncanny experience. So,
almost, it was a bit warmer. It's only 50, high of 56 today.
True. Fahrenheit for our friends around the world.
I know, it's so silly that we don't do.
I know. Magic. It doesn't make much sense, but hey, it's America.
Yes. We are also recording from a construction site, or should we say bunstruction?
Yes. So Nora is actively tackling some cardboard. So if you hear it in the background, you know.
Yeah. Because I tipped an old hay box over and put a towel inside for a Heidi box, except that one of the flaps offends them.
Oh.
So they're working on that.
Fair. Because it does get in their way, so they perceive.
Yeah, but they do like the nook that it forms.
Mm.
It's like a right angle with the active hay box, the old hay box. There's an old piece of carpeting, little carpet square there for some padding. They hang out there a lot. Nick is on his boosted antibiotic.
Yes.
He gets drops, and then he gets some with his nanner. He loves the nanner.
Yes. They're both currently romping on top of a trunk, so hey.
It's true. They got on top of the kitchen table down here, knocked over a water pitcher, and so I was like, oh, well, this trunk that has been in the same spot for almost all of my life can go to the other side of the basement. I washed the cushion covers, I put them all back on, and now it is their throne.
Yes. It's very, like, it is 3 inches of foam padding, so it's basically like a moon bounce for bunnies.
Was it you or under the show account that posted it on Instagram to see Nick under the stool?
Oh, yes.
I had put the stool up there to try to capture Nora to take them both to the vet,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't put the stool back again, so... It was a nice little hidey house for him.
Yes. Do you want some countries that people are listening to us from?
Yeah, I love geography.
Our top five cities. Number one is Singapore.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Hi, Singapore. Thanks for listening. We love you. Then we have LA, Fremont, Washington, and Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
if we want to talk about like listener stuff, we have basically 2/3 of our downloads happening from the United States, followed by Singapore.
Wow.
Hey, Singapore. We have the UK, Australia, Poland. Mm. Hey, Poland. Canada. I mean, probably for the Alpha Flight content, but let's be real.
That's fun.
Hopefully they're sticking around for everything else we do. Germany.
Oh.
Guten Tag. The Philippines.
Wow.
Japan. Ireland. Finland. And then Other.
Oh. Yes, the famous country Other.
Yes. So hello around the world.
Wow.
Thank you for downloading our little show and hopefully enjoying it.
And or the Bun Bun updates.
Yes. We know why people are really here.
Yes.
It's our fluffy companions. Fall Con is happening here in the Twin Cities as we record this. So we're
actively as we speak.
Yeah, we're heading out there for day two after this. It's not like a cosplay / like famous guest sort of con. Like there are famous artists and things, but it's not like meet the people from Star Wars.
It's more like Artist Alley and vendors.
Yes.
Which you got a whole lot of comics for 14.4 cents each.
Yeah. It was like fill up a box, yeah. Fill up a short box for $30.
They were out of short boxes, so we ended up with a long box and
yeah. So the story behind this is that we went in, and I have my Alpha Flight Jam piece, which is almost complete, and you had to drop off a piece of art for inking. Yep. And then we wandered around a little. You got hungry. There was a food truck outside because it's at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. So there was one of the permanent stands that's open, and there's a food truck.
The Jamaican Soul Food yes. folks on University Avenue.
So they also have a stand at the fair, but it's like the other. It's hard to describe the fairgrounds when there's not a fair happening. Like, everything's still there. Like, the permanent buildings are just all closed up.
It's like
a weird ghost.
Shuttered shacks?
Yes.
A little bit like a horror movie.
Ooh, they should shoot a horror town. You know what? That, because the Minnesota State Fair is run by a private corporation. They should rent out that space for filming, honestly, because.
Yeah. I didn't realize. And on the way back, I saw some greenhouses behind that yellow house in the corner by Ada National Bazaar.
Mm.
So I wonder if that's like one of the, like where they start all their plants to make it look nice for the fair.
Oh, maybe.
They look nice, those greenhouses. But yeah, there's like house there. There's ye old mill.
Yes. So you got hungry. We got food and we were sitting on a bench outside. And someone, like, we kept seeing people leave with short boxes. And I was like, I'm never going to be one of those people that.
On little carts.
Yeah, like a little cart. And I'm like, I don't think I could ever do that. Then we went inside and one of our vendors that runs Go Big or Go Home Comics, it's like, fill a short box for 30, a long box for 50.
And it was miscellaneous DC titles or miscellaneous Marvel titles.
Yeah.
There were sometimes clusters.
Yes.
There were a lot of Micronauts.
Grew the Wanderer. If you ever wanted a complete run of Micronauts, you could dive in these bins and probably construct one, except for like issue one, which is probably more expensive because it's a first issue.
Yeah.
But it's so much. Like, it was a feeding frenzy over there until you got to like the second row within, where not as many people were digging through. So I got a bunch of Alpha Flights for future projects.
Yeah.
And
it was basically, see an Alpha Flight, pick it up.
Yes.
And I mean, I snagged some hunky Colossus covers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of Avengers versus X-Men, a bunch of Uncanny, a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Some astonishing.
Which is a lot of fun when you dive in to those sorts of things. Like, you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
When you're bin diving. So, I did all the math and I was like, I paid 14.4 cents per issue.
Yeah.
When all is said and done. So that's getting out pretty good.
Especially for crafting supplies.
Yes.
Or exactly. You're driving up the value of Alpha Flight issues now.
I mean, if I'm doing that, watch out everyone, because the price of issue 7 alone is going to skyrocket based off of the number of copies I bought yesterday.
Yeah.
We found
some other treasures, though.
I think. Yes.
There was some Avengers that Gordon Purcell penciled, so we got him to sign it.
Yep.
I might get a wall comic, my second one ever.
Ooh.
So.
Yes.
For one of the Son of Satan appearances, his first cameo.
Which is really annoying because it's Ghost Rider number one from the 70s.
Number two, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
I feel like you found something that you were like, one of the Flash ones. You can start reading that series.
Yeah, the most recent Flash series. Luckily, our local comic book store, Comic Book College.
Shout out.
They also go to these local cons, and it was in their con boxes. So, like, they don't pull everything from their shelves and bring it. They have dedicated con boxes. And I looked in the regular stuff for issue 2 and it wasn't there, but I found it at this con. So now I can read because I have like issue 1, then issue 3 up to like the current issue.
Oh.
So that's exciting.
I know I got other things.
Yeah.
I got a super secret thing signed.
Mm.
I got fun art Cuchulainn from our 93 coverage.
Oh, yeah.
And the Enchantress was a fun, like, I was missing one that I had previously paid for. So mm-hmm. from Mark Stegbauer's binder, there was Enchantress just sitting there, and we covered her with Sarah Century, and her fun stockings were on.
Yes.
Like, I love just those loops all the way down.
Oh, Nick and Nora have just romped over. They would like a word.
Yes, I made a tunnel with the big fluffy oddman things.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what the dads are doing in their space.
No. They're like, why are you here?
It's and for me.
I picked up my commission from Mark Stegbauer of Pestilence.
Yeah.
Looks
real good.
Yeah, very scary. We'll get to him eventually in Alpha Flight coverage.
Yes. Oh, Nick has just claimed one of the Ottomans as his own.
Oh, okay. Chinning it like it's his business.
Yes. That's his job for the day. Now yes. We can flop.
So we'll go back there, see if there are other deals.
Yeah.
I have to pay the artist that's working on the jam piece right now. So I have to stop at an ATM.
Oh, shout out to Jesse Switters for all the great art.
Yes.
I had gotten a North Star commission that was so good, and now he's inking it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
And he's the one getting Shaman on your jam piece.
Yeah.
So Talisman is the only one missing.
Yeah.
Will you do colors?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't decided.
Shout out Mr. Scott Free for getting a great Quentin Quire commission.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Reese. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because it. Tons of people are going to New York Comic Con. By the time this releases, it's in like a day.
Oh.
So, hope everyone has fun there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be spending the weekend being very low key.
Yeah. We've had a lot of busy weekends, it seems.
Yeah.
Uncanny hosting.
Yeah.
Fall Con.
Yep.
There's a family thing I'm going to at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So,
lots of stuff going on. All right, so we're diving into X-Factor. This might be our third to the last.
Yes, if there's 12 final issues, and this is
four.
The first four of them.
Yeah, so it's the Hell on Earth War is how it's branded. It's issues 250 through 253.
Yeah, when this started, did you anticipate so much mystical hell stuff happening?
No.
Like, or...
I mean, looking back...
series.
Yeah.
The amount of hell dimension stuff is surprising.
Yeah, looking back now from where this started, like, I can see Peter David seeding things.
Yeah.
As he does. I didn't think it would swing this way, though.
No.
I'm open to it, but we have our standard intro pages now with all the faces on the team. I still really hate the codename Butterfly.
Me too.
Just, I'm so glad that has never come up again, as far as I know, after this series.
Can she be Lazarus? Or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Butterfly just doesn't quite seem to fit.
No.
So we get some juxtaposition here. We've played a little bit of Baldur's Gate, so I would have called Jezebel a tiefling.
Mm.
The horns, the devil redskin.
Yes.
But she's praying to God.
She's on top of a mesa? Plateau?
We find out later it's Devil's Tower, Wyoming.
Oh.
So she's trying to get some sort of power from on high to intercede
mm-hmm.
to avoid this gigantic terrible thing that's about to happen, and tell the hell lords to don't do this war, to go back to their corners. And she gets silence, which is a really cool image of like her just sitting there with these gigantic black wings spread out behind her
mm-hmm.
and nothing. So she's like, okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
Then we get to the title page, Hell on Earth War, Part 1. The credits are all in Times Square.
I was hoping you'd pick up on that, because I saw that this morning. I'm like, oh, that's so fun.
Yes.
There's Kirk briefs.
Yep.
For some underwear. There's Leeson gloves. Ketchum ketchup. and David Hashibo.
Yes.
Tashibo.
And then Mila.
Oh, yeah.
Is below. So.
Looks like either pie or dumpling.
Oh, for Peter David?
For Mila.
That's a car.
Oh, I suppose.
Okay.
But we had dumplings last night and they were so good.
So this was the biggest surprise. Tyr is here. Like,
Tyr is narrating.
Yeah, this entire thing. Oh. We pause because Nora has jumped on top of said Heidi box that they've been working on. So there are little nail click-clacks on cardboard. So.
She loves exploring. She loves heights.
She does. One time she jumped down and sprained a foot.
Sprained a paw. It was terrible.
It was terrifying because she was injured and ran and hid.
Yeah. She was thumping.
Yep.
She didn't know what to do. She found like the narrowest, darkest spot. And we were like, how can we even get to her?
Yeah. And then we had to bring her to the emergency vet. And they're like,
she's fine.
Yeah.
But anytime she goes up above and he can't see her, Nick is like, oh, is there a treat up there for me?
Yes.
So he tends to follow and then scare her down.
So Tyr is here. Tyr is somehow grown up. It's explained a little.
He's really just a few months old, but really he's 12.
It's very Snowbird.
It is a bit Snowbird. I mean, they're both scions of gods slash goddesses.
So he's on the run. Like the last time we saw him, he was obviously smaller, but like Darwin wanted to murder him.
Yeah. There's a weird confrontation with Richter. That's when Darwin found out that Richter got his powers back.
And Darwin finds him.
In Times Square.
And he is about to murder him. But then Darwin gets hit by a cab.
Well, he has a moment of pause. He's not really sure that he can go through with it. He talks a big game. Well, when it actually comes time and Tyr's like, fine, I don't want to be running anymore. Just kill me. Darwin pauses. And that's enough time for him to get run over by a taxi.
Yeah. It's Rain in the cab shouting at her son, get in. And they peel out after running over Darwin some more.
Insult to injury.
Yeah.
Like there's the initial slam and then a boom, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, Nora is up to join.
Nora, what did you think about this opening scene? She seems curious about where things are going. So we'll continue on. So then Rain is like, we're bringing you to my team. We're bringing you to X Factor.
Something happened to Jack Russell.
We don't know.
There was some battle leading up to Tyr being separated and Rain telling him to leave.
Yeah.
So he's like, where's Jack? And she's like, don't ask. And then, but he's happy to see her. He didn't really think that she was going to make out of that latest kerfluffle.
Yeah. Then we open up on the interior of X Factor and there's a note that says, I've left and it's all Monet's fault, Pip. Let's just say I am super glad that Pip is gone. Like I still, it's in my mental list to read Warlock and the Infinity Watch, which I have.
Some of that cosmic stuff.
Yeah, because Pip has one of the stones and all that stuff. But I really didn't enjoy him in this series.
He was just creepy.
He was creepy,
lecherous.
Yeah, he's a lecherous, creepy asshole. And I don't know specifically why he was in so many issues. Like I could see a guest appearance, but Peter David kept him around for a while
and he didn't have that big of a role.
No, like he was answering the phones and doing wisecracks, which we have enough people on this team, right? Like you don't need that. You could just pull in Avengers where it's like a member of the team is covering phones. Like yeah. The Avengers always had someone, if it wasn't Jarvis, fielding the phone calls and everything.
Can you imagine Richter or Shatterstar doing it? Shatterstar would turn it into one of those late night phone calls for companionship.
Yes. But anyway, Monet is like, great, he's gone. Like, yeah, it is my fault.
I told him that if he stuck around, I'd beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Because
if you recall from our last episode, like he jumped into her head and was real gross about it.
And she's had too many issues where people have been taking over her body.
Yep.
She did not need that, deserve that.
No.
She's done with it.
So, Layla is, you know, trying to interject because Monet is discussing / arguing about this with Madrox, because Madrox is like, what the fuck?
And he's like, and she's like, do I need to beat the shit out of you?
And Layla's like, cut it off. And Monet's like, you stay out of this. And she's like, nope, you involved my husband. So you sort of involved me.
Yeah. But then Polaris and Longshot show up and say that Rain's here with her kid. And it's like a nice moment where Tyr feels part of a group.
Yeah.
I don't quite get why he says Madrox is everything that Rain said he would be and more. Like, for just standing there being like, welcome to X Factor.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The last we saw Rain and her son, they were in a cabin. Like, wasn't it one of Wolverine's safe houses?
I think so.
Up in Canada? So, yeah, I don't get that either, but Peter and David needed to move the story along, like form some sort of connection, so he just sort of jumped.
Yeah. So, like, a safe space, like, full of friendly-ish people.
Yep. Darwin bursts in, starts firing guns. Polaris is like, absolutely not. And a battle ensues.
Poor Shatterstar gets thrown through a window.
Yeah. Shatterstar gets roughed up in these issues.
Yeah. He, it's not nerfing. I think that's not the right term. But he started out, like, super strong, super agile. He beat up the Thing, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he hit Thing with a gigantic barbell.
Mm.
But now Darwin evolved himself some super strength and threw him out the window. And yeah, tried to make it happen. He's dropping bits of information that Madrox is picking up on.
Mm.
So Madrox tries to be like, okay, fine. Like, either tell us more, do it. But then as Tyr is describing it, he's realizing that there was a dupe that was created that is sneaking up from behind.
Mm.
So Darwin can't do it. It's too late. Shatterstar gets thrown through the wall back into the room. And Strong Guy's there.
Yeah.
Strong Guy's there to finish what Darwin couldn't do.
He punches Monet.
Yeah, she's rude. She comes into the room and is like, A, what's happening?
Yep.
But then B, like, this asshole.
Yep.
And he just knocks her through the roof.
Yeah. He deflects all of Longshot's blades.
We find out he's working with Jezebel. And they're like, yeah, we have to do it. We have to kill this kid. We have to divert this big, terrible thing. And all of a sudden, there's a swoosh and an explosion before Monet can get back to the building.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing has blown up.
Yeah.
So.
And the team was transported
to Devil's Tower, Wyoming.
Yes.
It's Mephisto.
And he's like, oh, you found the boy first.
Good job.
Yes. And then the last page is a bunch of baddies looking down at the group.
Yeah, including, well, we'll go through some of the names. There's Satanish.
Mm-hmm.
There's Satana.
Yes.
Who I didn't know that she got her own hell dimension. So I wonder if she somehow got control of it from Satan.
Yeah.
There's Pluto. There's Hela. There's some other dude I don't know. So yeah, all these hell dimension rulers are there with the to be continued. Hela's just like, we need to kill him and get this over with. Mm-hmm. I've got things to do. Do you know how long it takes to polish this pointy hat of mine?
Next episode opens up in the rubble of X Factor Investigations. Darwin is like, what happened? And Monet swoops down and she's like, seriously, what the fuck? Like, what went on?
You were part of this team. Now you keep on shooting us and chasing us.
And all my stuff is destroyed.
I put great store in my stuff.
Yes.
So keep that in mind with how complete and honest your answers are. He sort of has a moment of, I touched Hela in Vegas. I have seen all these things. You don't understand. I have all these powers. I could pick you apart if you want, if I wanted to. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. Show me how scary you are. She is not scared. She's just very upset.
Yeah.
Back at Devil's Tower, Layla has created the Fisty Shield around everyone. Madox tries to buy some time, but Pluto just snaps and breaks the shield.
Yeah.
Sending Layla into convulsions. And then we get some of the...
Like, the baddies are all sort of going after the team, but it seems like they're not together.
No,
like,
they are not cohesive.
No.
Which Madox sort of tries to take advantage of. He makes all these dupes. Prime him, grabs Tyr, and they run. Shatterstar goes for Pluto and gets smacked upside the head. Polaris gets knocked over by the big...
We'll find that they're introduced later.
I couldn't figure out which one Satanish is. Like, he might be Satanish or he's one of the unnamed ones.
No.
But Mephisto tries to catch them. Madrox has a stand-up moment. Rain has a stand-up moment. Mephisto just ignores them and grabs Tyr. But is stabbed by his daughter.
Yeah.
Jezebel. So there's a little bit of a, oh no, what do we do now? So she teleports the team away. The Hell Gods are like, ugh, this is exhausting.
And they went back to New York.
Yeah. So there they are. They're trying to figure out what's happening. Who is this winged person that at one moment wants to kill Tyr, but on the other hand keeps saving the team?
Yeah.
What is going on?
And then there's something here. There is an exchange between Darwin and Layla, because Darwin's just laid out.
Yeah. They're back at the ruins of X-Factor, is where Jezebel brought them.
And it's this discussion, like, you know she's dying, right? And Layla's like, yep.
Referring to Monet.
Yep.
So when he did do his, like, I can find all these ways to pick you apart thing, he saw that Monet was dying. And at that point, he just let her beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So that was an odd thing.
They go to Central Park.
And that cute little band shell.
Yeah.
People are still wondering, like, why is Darwin still here? And he's like, well, I might as well join the team.
Yeah.
Like, I failed to avert this disaster. And we find out it's all because Tyr is the 7 billionth person on the planet.
Yes.
Like, way back when all the Hell Gods were fighting each other, it was a hot mess. Some power from on high created this edict where they went back to their respective corners and...
They were told, like, you can't battle for control until the 7 billionth person on Earth is born, and whoever kills that one is the overall lord of the underworld.
Right. Like, you keep your little domains, but then you have a liege at that point. It's very Crusader Kings.
It is.
So that's the sort of the whole premise. And Rain is still very protective, obviously.
Yeah.
Goes charging after Jezebel, who waves a sword in her face. And they try to figure out some sort of plan. Polaris wants to go to the X-Men. Richter wants to go to the Avengers.
Madrox does.
Yeah. Richter's like, you just don't want to talk to Alex. That's why you don't want to go to the Avengers, Lorna.
Yeah, because at this time is the Unity Squad.
Oh, were there Captain America and a bunch of mutants?
Mm-hmm. Basically, yes. Rogue.
Rogue.
So they sort of debate it, and they don't get an opportunity to settle the question because Pluto storms through this band shell.
Yeah. It's one of those things of like, hey, Layla, how much time do we have before they find us? And she's like, well, if they're working together or if they're working individually, and shells off, and that's when he shows up.
Yep. He has these little flame demons with him.
Yeah. Shatterstar goes for round two with him And if this was pro wrestling, it would be a crucifix powerbomb,
Oh.
where you are holding your opponent by their arms and then just sort of like launch them so they land on their shoulders and neck and head.
But anyway, he gets tossed into the air and his arm is broken.
Well, after the gigantic wham.
Yeah.
Polaris catches him and he has this moment of like all his little flame demons. Hand me the
So
boy to be continued.
it's heating up as we head into issue 252.
Har har, I see what you did there.
Yes. So Tyr is still our main narrator.
Yeah, and he and Rain and Darwin are now added into the who's McCollum, the face boxes on the
Yes,
title
the
page.
team lineup.
Yeah. So we get the big, beautiful art page, really, with all the flame demons contrasted with the blue of Pluto's armor. Very imposing. And all the team sort of goes off to fight Pluto, sort of one at a time. Polaris tries to steal his sword. All the flame demons attack, X-Factor attacks. Tyr is like, I get that my mom wants to protect me, but there's a lot of demons happening.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what Madlock can do single-handedly. Har har, single-handedly is a joke.
And I mean, it's a big battle over several pages.
Yeah. So they go after the flame things. Monet goes after Pluto. And at one point, the tides sort of turn where, Pluto lets loose, scatters the team, punches Monet real hard. And he's like, you may think you're not human, but you are. Like, we underworld gods are gods.
Yeah.
You are out of your league.
Polaris throws a bunch of knives right back at Pluto. He catches his and bats away the rest of them. He sends an axe right back at Polaris and sort of broadsides her with it. Like, doesn't cleave her, but like
She gets hit in the face with this
handle.
handle of it.
Yeah.
So between that and like another gigantic power push, just lays out the team. Everyone is down or no, they're all down.
Yeah.
Except for Tyr, who is just pissed at this point. He's like, I've had it. It has to stop. I see Pluto and the world goes red and there's just a claw and a red background. And he kills Pluto.
Yeah, he just shreds him. And
Like,
he's like, I blacked out. I don't know what happened the next few minutes.
and the team sort of has these horrified expressions on their face.
Except Shatterstar. He looks impressed.
True.
Monet looks satisfied.
Yeah. All the flame demons run away, and like for a gigantic entity that Pluto was, that's a big blood puddle.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to take a while to wash out.
Yeah.
So Tyr collapses. The other hell gods who are watching from the sides are like, cool.
Yeah.
Well, didn't know that Tyr could kill us.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So he's not really dead. He's just rematerializing in his own plane, but he's just sort of like knocked out of the tournament,
Yes.
as it were.
So then the rest of them sort of swoop in.
They're like,
All right.
working together clearly isn't working. Let's just do our own thing.
Yep.
And Mephisto starts swooshing people like Satana gets hit in the face. And
Polaris is trying to rally the team. Shatterstar is able to get one of his X portals.
even with a broken arm.
Yep.
So,
Because the sky is raining blood.
yes.
They're like, this is a bad scene.
Darwin even makes it with the team and he tries to hold Layla back because Layla wants to go back and find Jamie.
Yeah, because
Madrox is not with them.
nope, because he seemingly was killed.
But we find out on the next page he's been turned into a demon by Mephisto.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even have a mouth.
No.
It's weird. But he's scaled and horned. I mean, still fills out his suit quite nicely.
Yes.
And yeah, that's the issue. It's a big cliffhanger reveal.
Yeah.
Madrox is a demon.
And we go directly into issue 253, our last issue for this episode, where we pick up where we left off. We are in Mephisto's dimension, where his daughter Jezebel is still tied up, and Madrox, lizard demon Madrox, is just sort of standing there.
Yeah, and we find out that Jezebel is not her real name. That's just what she likes to go by.
Yes.
It's Mephista.
Ugh, that's not original.
It also doesn't sound great.
No.
So she's like, I tried to avert this. And he's like, why? And she's like, well, you don't really care for humanity. I do, who was born from humanity. So I think this is one of those.
Mm.
Like, there's a lot of demigods running around.
Yeah.
So, including her. She's, I guess, in the same camp as Satana and Damon Hellstrom? Question mark?
Maybe.
Like, underworld, I guess,
yeah.
Hell dimension person having a kid with someone who's human. Meanwhile, everyone else is trying to figure out what's happening with the sky raining blood. They don't really know until Shatterstar is like, oh, all these hell dimensions are coming together. The barriers are disintegrating between them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's causing this.
We also get Monet fainted.
Yeah, we get an aside with Layla and Monet. And she's like, or Layla's like, wow, Pluto is really smacking you around. And Monet was like, no, he wasn't. And faints, which is very out of character for Monet.
Yeah.
She's highly durable.
Yeah.
Typically. So Shatterstar, I don't know why he is the one picking her up. He has a broken arm.
Yeah.
And they sort of regroup a little. We got
demons going crazy in New York City. None of the other heroes in the Marvel Universe can deal with it.
No, there's a big splash page that I'm trying to figure out.
Like, how is Ant-Man on the Fantastic Four? Why is that Songbird in Thing's armor?
Right? Like,
I don't know what's going on because
Scarlet Witch and Captain America, yes, I get it. Wolverine's there. Captain Marvel's like military pressing a demon up about to chuck him someplace. Rogue is there kicking butt. Spider-Man is dodging as he does. But yeah, I don't know what the four is on Ant-Man and the woman with the pink hair in Thing's body.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is actually happening here.
It has to be the Thing. It's got that orange rocky look. It can't be like a sidewalk.
I'm sure someone is able to answer this question because they probably have read the comics from this time. The other comics, I don't know.
Our friends at the Avenging Hour, maybe?
Yeah, I just skipped over it. I'm like, okay, they can't handle it. Good enough for me.
There's details.
So the team figures out, like, okay, well, Tyr can kill all of these demons.
Yes.
These lords of hell. He has the power to. We should probably just leverage that. And
Rain is like, maybe. He's napping. I get it, but I don't really like it.
But we should, let him rest.
Yeah. They're back at a cabin. Do they all just have cabins up north?
Or is this the cabin that
the safe house cabin?
Yeah.
Probably.
But then Tyr is like visited in a dream
by Satana with black hair. She doesn't have those horn bangs.
Yeah.
Like she does in the 70s.
She's like, hey, we should team up.
Look at my boobs.
Yes. There has to be so much double stick tape keeping this costume on her,
right?
Like it is from the shoulders on down to almost the crotch completely open.
Yeah, there's like a good 6 to 8 inches between those panels of fabric across her chest.
Yeah,
which I feel like this might be one of the poster child or poster images for sexism in costumes. It's absurd.
It is, like, it's covering half of her boobs.
And yes.
If that.
So she's there. She does have the son slash daughter of Satan cape
Yes.
with a very high cowl thing. And
Co
she
collar.
collar. Oh, that is a collar, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh my. But she's trying to convince Tyr to join her side. Like, surrender, give me your power.
But then he sees that she's pulling a big sword.
From someplace.
Yeah, and he kicks her. And
Wakes up. It was all a nightmare.
yeah, but then she really appears with some demons.
Yeah, their whole face is like a t mouth with gigantic teeth.
Yes.
So they all fight. They sort of get overwhelmed. Darwin is the one getting smacked out of a window this time in some
Yeah.
nice bookend moments. And Satana goes for Tyr. Does she have the ability to phase? Because it seems like
I
she
think,
does.
yeah.
She sort of turns
It,
into a gaseous form.
yeah, like smoke.
Because he's trying to go for her.
Yeah. Layla is protecting Monet under the shield.
Rain is starting to get grabbed and torn apart. And Tyr does that sword catchy thing between his
Yeah.
hands, hits Satana with the hilt of her sword. And it's like, no, I'm going to stop it. And Satana just bolts with her weird,
Yeah.
mouthy demons.
Yep. They all disappear and
Tyr's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll go kill the Hell Lords.
yeah.
Monet and Layla have a moment.
Yeah, they stay behind.
Layla sort of lays it out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no banter anymore about, like, was Pluto kicking her butt? Was he not?
Yeah.
It's like, no, he was. Like,
And you have a head wound, like your brain is bleeding.
your brain is hemorrhaging. Do you understand what I'm saying? And there's sort of a shocked look on Monet's face. She can't believe it. She's like, are you
Yeah.
certain? Layla says yes. So Monet, typical Monet, clicks back in. She's like, tell no one. And walks off to join the team. So back in Mephisto's realm, Jamie is standing guard over Mephista.
Yes.
And Strong Guy shows up. Chokes out Demon Multiple Man
Yep.
and frees Jezebel, who is surprised to see him.
Yeah.
Like, whose side are you really on, Strong Guy?
Yeah.
Are you on mine? Are you on my dad's? And he's like, I'm on my side. So they run off together.
And that's it.
Yeah. All these players are sort of lining up.
Yeah.
Some people are being taken off the board slowly,
Yeah.
like Pluto, possibly Satana. But there's still more games afoot. So, what do you think about this arc?
It's interesting. I mean, is Peter David going to kill off Monet? The team seems to be working together really well, surprisingly.
Yeah. Surprisingly, it's a. Like, for all these things that they don't know how to plan for or how to protect themselves from, like, there's even a moment between Polaris and Rain of, like, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. But they're still managing to stay together to defend each other. Like, that part's working out.
It is. So it's good to see the teamwork in action and different people getting beat up too. Like, it's sort of spread across the board who's getting the shit kicked out of them.
Who's getting kicked out of a window?
Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, we have 8 issues left.
I know it's real weird from where we started with this.
Yeah, eight
Like,
or
to have.
nine, depending how you count, but
It's not like Wheel of Time or Bo Buffett,
yeah.
where it's just a few episodes.
Yeah.
Like, to go through an entire run of comics is a funny feeling.
Yeah. So we'll see where it ends up. We'll be done by the end of this year,
Yeah.
which is crazy to think of.
At least in, as in most things, we still have Star Trek.
True. Yeah, there's still plenty of stuff to cover.
Yeah. Didn't you find some Star Treks? There was someone with like vintage Star Trek comics from Gold Key.
Yeah.
So that
Yeah.
was fun.
All right, everyone. We have to get to the con again.
We do.
So we're going to let you all go. Let us know your thoughts. Please let us know what the fuck that team shot was in this issue. Like, what is this? Who are these people?
Did the Hell on Earth War impact other teams?
Yeah. Was it like Inferno?
Is it Unity Squad fighting?
I have no clue. So someone please enlighten us. We'd love to know. Catch us back next week for an all new episode.
Be well.
Bye.